The Cornucopia Institute describes itself as the nation's most aggressive organic farming watchdog group. They have staff located throughout the country, but there are no buildings or offices. Instead, staff work through virtual offices on their computers. The only physical presence of this national organization is a 3x4-inch post office box in Cornucopia. Postmaster Chris Feige has worked in Cornucopia for 36 years.
It's an odd situation, if you ask me. I guess what he decided is they named their company the Cornucopia Institute, and then they found out there was a Cornucopia, Wisconsin, because people have come in and said, I've heard about the Cornucopia Institute on PBS or something, and how do you explain it?
Cornucopia Institute co-founder Mark Castell says there's nothing sinister about using the village as a legal headquarters and mailing contact. He says using virtual offices saves money that can be better used in advocacy work.
There's an office wherever we are. I think it's a business model that will be emulated not just in nonprofits, but certainly in for-profit businesses, and it's already happening.
Jane Norton owns Eller's store in Cornucopia. She says most people she talks to have no idea what Cornucopia Institute is or does.
At first I was a little peeved off of when I figured it out, and I sent the guy an email that said, Cornucopia, Wisconsin, where the hell do you live? But they're really not doing anything bad, and we can use all the free advertising we can get.
There you go. Postmaster Feige says the Cornucopia Institute has been virtually headquartered in town for about 3 years. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.